these issues, these questions, these thoughts, these concerns, these situations are universal. Everybody's looking for love. Everybody's seeking to accept what's real and find a way to commit themselves. Everybody's looking for the discipline that sets us free. There's no possible way to sit in that chair and share yourself without representing everybody else in the room to one degree or another. So when I said earlier that one of the things that has to happen to really see the context of love that exists is to understand the interdependence, the absolute and total interdependence of everything, everyone and everything. It really doesn't have to go any further than that. If you can start to see that what you've thought of maybe your whole life as my issues, my problem, if you can start to develop the understanding and see more clearly that there is no my problem, that everybody else has the same problem or same set of problems or similar set of issues or however it's right to characterize it. But the point being that it's the same for everybody. If you can start to understand that more and let yourself off the hook more, personalize less, self-criticize less. Every time you criticize yourself in your own mind, you're doing that because you think it's something about you. And I guarantee you, every single time, most people will be the same. Most people are doing whatever you think you're doing that you're doing wrong. In one of our classes the other night, I was listening to a gentleman describe how he's so dissatisfied with himself because he procrastinates so much. And this is a go-getter guy. This is a guy who gets the job done. And he was talking about how much, he didn't realize how much he was down on himself. And he was saying, you know, I do, you know, stupid procrastination. I don't open the mail, you know, because I worry about what might be in it. And so I put that off. And, well, how many people do that? There's times I don't even take the mail out of the box for 10 days. I've had the mail lady ask me again and again, did you go on vacation this whole week? But he was thinking, I'm the only one who does this. Every time you think it's you, I'm absolutely, unequivocally saying to you, it's everybody. There are no individual problems. There's only the problems we all have. We really are, we really, in reality, really are all in this together. I think maybe that gets felt a little more, that permeates a little more when we come together in a meeting like this, on an evening like this that has a certain sweetness to it. So let me end by thanking you for sharing your sweetness and inviting you to come back anytime. You're always welcome, and thank you for the nice energy you brought tonight. I enjoyed it immensely.
Thank you.
My pleasure.